more COVID shutdowns or wasteful spending. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what House Republicans are saying, readying a vote today on bills to end emergency declarations as soon as possible, though the Biden administration now says that'll happen May 11th.
But Republicans are demanding that the COVID spending that has come with the declarations needs to end now. Think $817 billion in stimulus checks, $678 billion in unemployment, $39 billion in delayed student loan payments, and $39 billion in housing programs.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. This as Republicans ramp up investigations. Next week, the House Oversight Committee will question three former Twitter executives about the way the social media company blocked the sharing of the New York Post story on Hunter Biden's laptop a month before his father won the 2020 election. The House Judiciary Committee is probing allegations the FBI tried to silence parents. The committee threatening to subpoena the former head of the National School Board Association, Chip Slavin.
Republicans are eager to dig into the Justice Department's monitoring of parents at school board meetings. Slavin wrote to President Biden on September 29, 2021, asking for help with parents raising concerns about COVID lockdowns and curriculum changes at school board meetings, suggesting the parental pushback could be a form of domestic terrorism or hate crimes.
Fox's Mike Emanuel. There's one Republican who's not on any committees, Congressman George Santos.
George has voluntarily removed himself from committees as he goes through this process.
The process that GOP Congresswoman Elise Stefanik refers to as the in-depth probing of the lies Santos told before he was elected about his background amid state and federal investigations into his finances.
A Newsday and Siena College poll finding 78% of those surveyed in New York's 3rd Congressional District think George Santos should resign as their representative, including 71% of Republican voters.
Fox's Matt Napolitano. President Biden's headed to New York City to tap the building of a new passenger rail tunnel like he did yesterday in Baltimore, all funded by the new infrastructure law. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Tyre Nichols' funeral is tomorrow in Memphis, where two more police officers have been relieved of their duties. But Fox's Jeff Paul reports.
Former officer Preston Hemphill has not been charged, and neither has the seventh officer, who has not been identified. But it's video portions that investigators say will likely they'll be zeroing in on. Now, Hemphill is accused of using his taser prior to Tyre Nichols being beaten by the five other officers who've since been terminated and charged. Those five officers are shown to be punching, kicking, and hitting Nichols with batons.
Now, he died 3 days later. The Memphis Fire Department has also fired three EMTs for not responding to Nichols with proper medical care, sitting in the truck instead. Police in Lakeland, Florida keep searching for the gunman in yesterday's drive-by shooting that left 10 people injured, two of them critically.
I've been here 34 years. And I can tell you, I have never worked an event where this many people have been shot at one time, ever.
Police Chief Sam Taylor. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's in South Korea to focus on the North Korean nuclear threat. The Secretary of State's wrapping up his Middle East visit the day after sitting down with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu. He talked to the Palestinian leader.
Antony Blinken was on a peace-seeking mission. Recent escalations in violence are causing alarm in Washington. After speaking to Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas, he described what he called a shrinking horizon of hope for people in the occupied West Bank.
It's important that we all work together, but particularly Palestinians and Israelis work together to de-escalate, to reduce the tensions.
His host will have been happy to hear Mr. Blinken criticise Israeli settlement building, but beyond calls for calm, Secretary Blinken gave no signal of progress in bringing this latest wave of violence to an end. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks are rising. The Dow's up 90 points. The Nasdaq is gaining 115. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.